I'm doing blessed. Yeah, y'all doing blessed too? Well, praise the Lord. Well, welcome this evening, those of us that are here and those of us that are online. If you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing Garment of Praise. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord.
This is
might have clicked on the wrong song. Technical difficulties, my fault. Praise the Lord, right? Yep. Oh, okay. Do you think you're getting it or no? Okay, you're getting it. You want me to sing the next one? Or you almost got it? Shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, tell of his might and sing of his grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space. His chariots of wrath a deep thunder clouds form, and dark is his path on the wings of the storm. Thy bountiful care, what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. It streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. All hail to the King in splendor enthroned. Glad praises we bring, thy wonders make known. Returning victorious, great conqueror of sin, King Jesus, all glorious, our victory will win. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody got a pick of him this evening? A tune you've been thinking of or a lyric? Washed in the blood? Are you washed in the blood? That's a good one. Yeah. Are you washed in the blood? It was probably already on the screen behind me. Yep, I could have just turned around. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Amen. Any other pick of hymns? 329, right across the page, there's power in the blood. All right. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen.
Good evening tonight. Good to have you folks with us online, folks here in the service tonight. Do we have any? Before we begin, though, we do have a couple of announcements. We've got men's and women's Bible study tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock over in the Sunday School building. That's men's and women's Bible study tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, the Sunday School building. And then we will have our members' meeting. Every 6 months we have a members meeting, so we'll be having a members meeting on July 24th, Sunday a.m., after the a.m. worship service. So that's July 24th. July 17th in the a.m. service we'll be having the observance of the Lord's Supper. So kind of a busy month, July 17th, Lord's Supper, 24th, the members meeting. And we'll have the financials going out Wednesday. Okay, we ask that, let's try to save a tree, and you know, you take one Wednesday, don't take one Sunday, and then don't take one Sunday. Well, take one, amen? Amen? Save that tree, all right? So those are the announcements. Financials going out this coming Wednesday. Members meeting on the 24th, Lord's Supper, 17th. Men's and women's Bible study tomorrow night. Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir. Okay. If you've got any questions on the handouts, please contact Brother John or Miss Aaliyah. They'll try to help you before the members' meeting. All right. Amen. Very good. Okay. So praises tonight. Anybody have a praise, testimony, encouraging word? You got the mic?
Yes, Brother Lee, we had a great elderberry luncheon today.
It was good.
At Pecos.
Amen.
20 participants.
Yes.
And I don't want to take the glory away from Alita. I'm sure she has something to say about Socorro. So, but we had a great fellowship.
Amen. Good amen. Fellowship. Yeah, amen. It's good praise.
Yes, we did have a good fellowship and meal. I want to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Annabelle is at my brother's house here in Magnolia. They went and picked her up today. So she'll be healing over there with her last wound that's still healing. So please continue to pray for her.
Okay.
But we're glad to have her back home at least closer.
Amen. Very good, very good.
And also, Socorro sent a sweet note to the church that she really enjoyed her
the happy
song,
birthday.
Her happy
Amen.
Birthday song, and seeing all the smiling faces.
Yes.
And that was very special to
Amen.
Her.
Amen, very good. All right. And then Miss Loopy's got a praise over there. All right.
And my neighbor's niece, who was in ICU, Margaret Solis, we prayed for her. She is she's doing a little bit better. She's still in ICU, and we're just praying that she would make enough significant changes that she could be considered for a transplant.
Okay, what kind of transplant?
I believe it's liver transplant.
Liver, okay.
And so just want to pray for that and continue praying for my husband, Robert. He's making some improvements, and just God would just keep working on his heart. And my son Ryan and my daughter Christina. Ryan is staying with me and living with me now, and Christina's coming.
Okay.
So they probably will be, I'm thinking, with me a year.
Okay.
Maybe, maybe not. But anyway, that God would just work in their hearts, and they, you know, give them a heart for the Lord and the work. And Ryan's been coming. I've been thankful for that, and that Christina will be coming with me when she comes to church. And,
yeah.
You know, so I'm thankful for all those things. And just
Amen. Christina and Robert. And Robert's already there, and Christina's on her way.
No, Ryan.
Ryan.
Ryan. Yeah, that's my baby.
Ryan.
Yeah. He's been coming more than I thought he would be coming. Amen. So I'm thankful for that. He's just out of the military, so he just got to get kind of reorganized
Okay.
Focused.
Amen, amen. All right. Any other praises?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay. James has a praise.
Yeah, mother's little operation she had went well. She's back home. She's feeling a lot better. She was tired, exhausted. She don't do that anesthesia very well. That stays with her. That stays with her about 2 or 3 days, you know.
Yes.
She's just really tired, but she seems real happy. And
Heart cath went well.
Yeah, it went well.
Amen.
And Dottie, they found a place for her. The one that the nurse was having a hard time finding a place for her to stay.
Dottie,
and,
okay.
The insurance is going to pay for that, so they found a place where you can come get her and take her, because she can go back home and be with them a little bit, but they can take her back.
Okay.
She does need a really good care.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's my praises.
Amen. All right.
All right.
All right. Yes, sir.
Got a couple of them. One about the message this morning. I think it was spot on, very timely and everything. Good
Maybe.
Message.
All right.
Another one was I missed Wednesday or something, but since our Christian Builders thing, and I know you referenced it today, I talked to you about that guy today, that preacher over there, but it was really touching to even some of the guys from out of state, Missouri, and told me, said, man, this is one of the most, I guess it touched his heart too. He said he felt like this was one of the most needed jobs we've done in many years. He said I'd be willing to come back here and work. And it's just that much of a mission feel that everybody just felt the need for it.
Amen, man.
And you know, we did a lot of the physical work and everything, and it was much appreciated and very needed. But the preacher's wife, when me and Terry was loading up, she walked out with me and she said, I just wanted y'all to know that y'all touched my husband deeply. He said he was getting very discouraged. It's like he couldn't get ahead, everything. And he said, y'all put him so far ahead.
Amen.
With things. She said he had just talked over and over about what a breath of fresh air this was. Just to be around all these godly men and hearing them talk and, you know, laugh and cut up without being vulgar and all that.
Right.
But he said, she said it really give him a breath of fresh air. So
Amen.
Y'all be in prayer for that work over there. One little quick story. Right as we were getting ready to leave, some guy walked in and said, hey, I want to talk to the pastor.
Yeah.
And she said, well, brought him over and showed him Brother Kirk, and they were sitting there talking, and she asked him, said, did you have lunch? He said, no. She's give him some microwave, you know,
hot dogs. Yeah.
And, I'll pay y'all back when I get some money. And she said, oh, don't worry about it. Anyway, when she come over there to me, she said, I've never seen this guy before in my life.
Right.
He just walked in off the street and said, hey, I need to talk to the pastor.
Yeah.
But that's where they're at and the type of work they're doing. It's just street people and low income
Amen.
And everything. Just really.
That's where Jesus would be hanging.
That's exactly what we said. That's the people he'd be hanging out with.
Where Jesus would be hanging out, man.
Anyway, we had a great week that week. And John's got some pictures when he gets the slideshow put together.
John, it slipped my mind. This was your night tonight. John, you going to be ready next Sunday night? All right. So, John, I'm telling you now, I'm not preparing nothing next Sunday night. You're on.
Well, I just give my talk, so I don't have to speak next Sunday.
There you go.
But anyway, y'all just remember Brother Kirk and his wife,
Brother
Amy.
Kirk and Amy.
Tammy. And I don't even remember their last. Okay.
Harmon. Who is it?
Harmon.
Kirk and Tammy Harmon?
The church at Northside? They have a really good Facebook page.
The church at Northside. Amen. Is that? Yeah, you grew up over there, didn't you, James? There you go. Amen. Yes, Miss Terry.
Well, I just wanted to say, because I won't be here when they present, that what a blessing it was to be with those people.
Yes.
You know, they're older, a little bit older than us, and the preacher's health is, he's got a lot of health issues, and he's in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And yet to see the Lord work strong through him was such a blessing. But I just thought it was so refreshing, because we did feel the Lord's presence. Jesus was all over the place, because they were reaching people that needed the Lord so desperately.
Amen.
And I just want to encourage anybody here or anyone that's listening, whenever we have the Christian Builders again, to think about taking at least 1 or 2 days to help during the week. You talk about God showing up and blessing your heart. I mean, it doesn't matter how many drop a switch, you know, you may pour out. It doesn't compare to the blessings you will get. You will get back.
Amen.
And your faith will be strengthened. And it was such a blessing. That, like I told them, y'all are like a breath of fresh air. And you look around the area and all the type of facilities around there, and you're thinking, oh, just thank God this lighthouse is right here.
Amen. Yeah. I love it. I love it. No, not a lot of church planters want to go over there. Men led of God go over there.
Amen.
Yeah, men led of God go over there. I love it. Amen, amen, man. Amen. Outstanding. Anybody else got a praise? Oh, Jeremiah's waving in the back. What you got, Jeremiah?
Sharon Heiberger has one praise and one prayer. I can just do the praise. Praise and thanks for continued family restoration. And that's her praise.
Okay. So
share the prayer later.
All right. All right, all right. What have we got prayer request-wise? All right, Jeremiah's going to go first.
Okay, Sharon Heiberger, pray that my work will approve my disability income for 2 more months while I finish physical therapy.
Okay.
Amen.
Disability. For 2 more months. All right, all right. Amen. Other prayer needs. Yes, Loopy.
Miss Loopy.
We got some sad news a few days ago. Some real close family friends from Shady Acres Baptist Church. It's a younger couple that's out in New York starting to work. They were with another couple from Shady Acres. Anyway, having some family time at the lake, and the Adam Koski family. So the girls, their children, they had 4 children. They got out a little bit too far, and Dad swam out to try to get her. And with help, they saved the children, but the dad passed. He drowned.
My soul.
He was the pastor of the church out there, and he all children under the age of 13, 4. So they're just trying to, it's just such a shock.
So it's the Adam Koski family?
The Adam Koski family.
And Adam's the one that passed?
Albert.
Albert.
Albert Adam Koski, and his wife Hannah, which I knew her since she was itty bitty. And so they have 4 children. Her family, the Palacios family. So it's just a lot. So they're trying to figure out all the details and then seeing, you know.
Is the funeral going to be back here or up there?
It's going to be there, and then they're going to hold another one here at Shady Acres.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Miss Lucas. Very good. Other prayer needs? Anybody else? Miss Terry's got one.
Before I give my prayer request, I just want to again thank you to my home church for all the prayers of just as I went through school and got my training and all the prayers there, wrapping me in your arms of love with loss and grief over the past 14 years with the loss of my son. And and then in just entrusting me to be a representative for you guys.
Amen.
And to feel loved. And I just want to tell you that I promise to the best of my ability and through Jesus giving me strength, I'll be faithful with what you've entrusted to me, and I will talk to whoever I can about the Lord. Work very, very hard, and just try to have God use me and be aware of the opportunities that he puts in front of me when I'm over there. But prayer request, I've had a little bit of some health concerns that I've not really mentioned. And I was afraid that it was going to limit me from being able to do what I do. And one of those needs is I've developed lymphedema in my legs because of the surgery, and it really limits me on how many hours I can be on my feet without starting to hurt really, really bad, and the type of activity that I can do. It's very frustrating. And I do have some concerns that the work will be pretty taxing, but that's okay. I've seen God show up so many times and hold me and carry me through it all. But just pray for that my legs will just behave, and that that regardless of what the Lord puts me through and goes with me through, that I'll just be faithful, and that he will sustain me. I know he will. So.
Amen, girl. Amen, amen. Anything else? I missed right behind you, brother. All right, Miss Alita.
I have a prayer request for Becky Woods. They were on vacation in Corpus, San Antonio, Oklahoma. They kind of go around, but their family, they all got COVID. She said James and her missed the bullet. So many at her granddaughter's wedding got COVID. So,
wow.
Sorry to say that the bride and the groom also.
So they did
got
come down
COVID.
With it. Yeah, last time I heard, the bride and groom missed it. So they all came down with it.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Except for James and Becky. Thank
wow.
the Lord.
They living but, right.
Yeah. And also she requests prayer for a friend with cancer. She's in great pain. Her name is Debbie Nimmo, N-I-M-M-O.
One more time.
N as in Nancy, I-M-M-O. M looks like an O.
Debbie Nimmo.
Yes.
Got it. Cancer.
And also continue to pray for Ronnie's feet, the pain in his feet.
Okay. Ronnie's feet. Okay, okay. Amen, amen. Anything else?
Yeah.
All right, James.
I want to lift up my friend Jeff, Justin, the leukemia. I still pray for him, and I pray that he knows the Lord. He's saved. I don't know that, but I pray that he is saved.
So we're going to pray for his salvation,
yes,
Jeff
sir.
Justin, and he's the one with the
leukemia. Yes, sir. And just keep my mother, and always pray for Mom. You know, she's just trying to get back on her feet.
All right, all right.
All right.
All right, Vince.
I think Terry last Sunday night had requested prayer for Mark. I don't know if you remember that Elizabeth is one of the chaplains with Cypress Creek Fire Department, and
yep.
her husband was diagnosed.
Stage 4 colon cancer.
Well, he come through surgery okay and everything, and so he's just now trying to.
Has it metastasized to his
yes.
liver?
Yeah, and so they're while they were in there, they put the port in for the chemo, and they're getting ready. Once he gets strong enough from the surgery, then they're going to jump right into the chemo. So
yeah. Had a close friend in my church up in Kansas pass away from stage 4 colorectal cancer that had metastasized to his liver.
Yeah, he's got a long road ahead of him.
Long road.
Yeah.
But, you know, Didn't heal my friend Steve, but you know, God's in the miracle business.
Amen. That's right.
Anything else? Yeah, man.
This last one, I'm going to pray for you before you pray. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift up this pastor, our pastor, Brother Lee. Lord, as he, you know, he brings a message, he studies the message, studies the word, Lord, and he takes these prayer requests every Wednesday and Sunday night, writes them down, and you know, speaks them out, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord, and we just pray for his family. Watch over his whole family, Stephanie and his children, Lord, Trevor and Lily and Olivia, Lord, and one more. What's your name?
Aubrey.
We lift up Aubrey to you, Lord, and she's traveled out of town, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, but we lift them up to you, and we thank you for the pastor and his hard work and all these things. In your precious name, amen. Amen.
And Mark's last name is Fletcher. All right, let's begin to pray in tonight. Amen? All right, all right. Dear Jesus, we come to you this evening, Lord, and we lift up these incredible praises to you, Lord. We always have praise and adoration in our hearts and our minds. When we think about the goodness of who you are and how you've blessed us, and Lord, how you bled out for us and how you gave it all for us on Calvary's cross, and we are, Lord, we get a whole lot more than we deserve, and Lord, we're just thankful for it. And, Lord, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful for this church. We're thankful for these people. Lord, we are continually praying for rain. And, Lord, we're praying if it might be in your perfect will, you might ease up this heat wave and move this heat dome somewhere else for a while, Lord. We'll take it back in August, but, Lord, we're praying for a break. And, Lord, we just pray the folks that are working outdoors, the firefighters, the police officers, the mail carriers, the military, Lord, all those people, the ditch diggers, Lord, those people picking up my trash, Lord, all those people that have to be outdoors, we pray that you just protect them. We pray that their supervisors and their bosses would treat them with grace and dignity and not push them too hard in this incredible environment that we have right now. And, Lord, we pray that sun sickness and heat sickness would not take anybody's life, and that people would just slow down, drink plenty of water. And, Lord, we pray for those that want to imbibe and drink the alcohol in this kind of heat. Lord, I pray they think two or three times before they do that. I don't want to hear anybody dying of an alcohol-related heart attack or anything like that, Lord. So we just lift these things up to you, praising you, Lord, for these praises. We thank you for the Elderberry Fellowship. Lord, what a great time it was this afternoon to have all the faces, all the elderberries together, or most of the elderberries together in one place, breaking bread with them. We give you praise for that. We praise you for Annabelle's back and this last incision healing up. We pray that she just continue to be infection-free and that, Lord, you just continue to mend her body back together. Lord, we lift up Loopy's praise for her kids coming to live with her, and for Ryan attending church. We pray for Christina that she would attend church when she gets in here, Lord. And we pray for Robert that you continue to work on him and, Lord, make him into the Christian man you would have him be. So, Lord, we lift Loopy's husband up to you. We lift up Margaret Solis up to you. We pray that she might be a candidate for a liver transplant, Lord, that you might provide a liver transplant for her and bring healing to her life and her body. Lord, we're thankful that James's mom, Jeanette, came through the heart cath. And, Lord, we praying for her that you help her with her balance and her steps and walking and all of those things. Lord, just be with her. We're thankful that little Dottie found a rehab place, Lord, and we're praying for safety as she travels back and forth to the rehab place. We pray that you give her strength back. You just give her physical ability back, and you help her work through this stroke recovery. Lord, we're thankful for the message today. We're thankful for your word. And, Lord, we're thankful for Kirk and Tammy Harmon over at the church at Northside. We pray that you'd continue to be with them and encourage them, Lord, in that work. Help them, Lord. Help them know that they're right where you want them. And, Lord, you've led them and directed them and provided a place for them to have church. And, Lord, we pray that they would reach the nations right from that little plot of ground, right from that neighborhood, right there with the hot dog feed and everything going on, Lord. There'd be many people come to a saving knowledge of you right there. So we just lift that up. Praise you for them. We thank you for Kirk and Tammy tonight. And, Lord, we lift up Terry's praise to you. Getting to go on this mission trip and just all the blessings that you poured out on her life over the years. We praise you for that. We praise you for Sharon's continued family restoration, Lord. We lift that up to you. We do pray for Sharon tonight that she would get another 2 months of disability. Lord, you tell us we have not because we ask not, and so we're asking. We're asking for another 2 months of disability as Sharon recovers this foot with rehabilitation and rehab. So, Lord, we lift that up to you. We pray for the Koski family and the Palacios family and the passing of Albert Koski. We pray that you comfort that family. You be with those families, Lord. You would help them as they make arrangements and all the traveling that's involved. And, Lord, everybody coming and going, we just pray you help them get through that. In the midst of that, we pray for that church that's now without a pastor. We pray that you would lead God and direct them as they go through that tremendous time of grief as well. So we lift those families up to you, Lord, in that drowning situation. Lord, we lift up Miss Terry and her health issues. We pray that her legs would just be remarkable, would just be extraordinary on this mission trip, that, Lord, you would help her with the swelling and the issues, and it wouldn't hold her back. And, Lord, just help her eat and drink smart. And, Lord, we just pray that that thing would not hinder her as she goes overseas. We lift up Becky Woods to you tonight. We pray for her family and extended family, those with COVID from this wedding that they've attended. We pray that, Lord, nobody would die, that, Lord, you'd bring them through, and that they'd come out on the other side with some good antibodies and some good resistance. And, Lord, they wouldn't come down with COVID for a long, long time. So, Lord, we lift up her family that they would recover. We lift up Debbie Nemo with the cancer and going through the incredible pain. We pray that you would give her the grace to withstand what she's got to go through. And, Lord, we pray your healing hand upon Debbie this evening. We lift up Ronnie to you. Ronnie Vaculik, and we pray for his feet. We pray for this neuropathy. We pray for the nerve pain and the numbness and the tingling, and, Lord, just the agitation that it causes when that's going on in our feet. We pray you give him peace, and we pray you give him rest. We pray that you might ease his symptoms, Lord. You might touch his body and bring healing to that part of his body. We lift up Jeff Justin to you tonight, his leukemia. Lord, we pray for his salvation. We're praying for his physical healing. We're praying that you would see him through and get him past this leukemia, Lord. And we pray that in the midst of this sickness that you would put people in his path and people come across him that would sow a seed of the gospel, would present to him a testimony, would share with him what it means to receive Jesus Christ. Lord, if you so choose to use James to do that, Lord, I pray you just reveal that to James and give him that right moment in time to speak truth in love to Jeff Justin. We lift up Ronnie Holman to you tonight, Lord, and we pray for his cancer. We pray for Nancy. We pray that you might help them as they go through that struggle together. We continue to pray for Ronnie's healing, that you might remove that cancer from him. And then, Lord, we lift up Mark Fletcher to you tonight with the stage 4 colorectal cancer. We pray that you'd help his body mend from the surgery. And that, Lord, somehow, some miraculous way, you might touch that liver. And, Lord, the cancer would just disappear. Lord, it would just reverse itself. And, Lord, it could only be called a miracle. So, Lord, we're praying a miracle for Mark Fletcher. Praying for his wife, strengthen her. Praying for that family, strengthen them. Lord, we lift him up to you tonight. Lord, we're thankful that we can be in your word tonight, that we can read it, study it a little bit, and try to receive some things from it. It's in your name we pray, and God's people say it. Amen. All right, take a copy of God's word with me, and let's stand if we can. We'll begin here in Revelation chapter 22. We'll pick it up in verse 1, and we'll read it through about verse 12. 22. Man, we're at the end of the book. My soul, we finally got here. 22, verse 1. 22:1. Those of you with us online, 22:1. Are you with me? All right, almost there. 22:1. The Word of God reads, "Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as a crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of it, in the middle of its street on either side, the river was..." I'll get it right in a minute. "On either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve them. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will no longer be any night, and they will not have any need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them. They will reign forever and ever. And he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place. And behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed me these things. But he said to me, do not do that. I'm a fellow servant of yours and your brethren, the prophets, and of those who heed the words of this book. Worship God. And he said to me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy. And let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. All right, thank you all for standing in honor of the reading of the holy inerrant word of God, and may he add his tremendous blessing to it. Now, we ended Wednesday night talking about the inside amenities. The inside amenities to the New Jerusalem. And we talked about the new and improved landscape. We were talking about that tree of life. And we said the tree bears 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. We said that emphasizes the infinite variety that will fill heaven. Never going to get bored in heaven. Going to be there forever and ever. Never will there be a dull moment. We talked about what do we do with this term month, since there in heaven there is no what? Time. We said that scholars tell us the use of the term month does not necessarily refer to time, since we're in the eternal state and time is no more. Rather, this term month, for John, who's still in time, right? He's still got a physical body. He doesn't have a resurrected body. He doesn't have a glorified body. Rather, the term month is, it's a long word, and it starts with A and it ends with C. It's called anthropomorphic, and I'll just say this. It's a symbolic expression, right? It's an anthropomorphic, symbolic expression of the joyous provision of eternity couched in the familiar terms of time. Because we're familiar with months, and we're familiar with days, and we're familiar with minutes and hours and all of and years and decades and centuries and all of those things, right? Then John makes the intriguing observation that the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Now, at first glance, that seems confusing, since obviously there will be no what? There will be no illness or injury in heaven that would require healing. Now, the Greek word therapia, that is healing in my Bible, does not necessarily imply illness. Perhaps a better way to translate it would be life-giving or health-giving or even better yet, therapeutic, right? Therapeutic. The leaves of the tree can be likened to supernatural vitamins, right? Anybody take a vitamin here? Am I the only one that takes a multivitamin? You take a multivitamin? I take a multivitamin. Got a multivitamin back there. Multivitamin, right? Vitamins, right? Supernatural vitamins. Since vitamins are taken not necessarily to treat illness, but to promote general health. I don't take a multivitamin because I'm sick. I take a multivitamin so I won't get sick, right? I drink that emergency. I try to drink it almost every day. I miss a few here and there, but pour that little packet in the water and stir that thing up. It's all fizzy and everything, and I just chug it. I don't sip it. I just get it done and move on. Amen? Right? About 8 ounces. How quick can I drink it today? I mean, it just, but you know, amen. So it's a therapeutic, right? What's the point? Life in heaven will be fully energized. Life in heaven will be rich. Life in heaven will be exciting. Now, the text here does not say whether the saints will actually eat the leaves of the tree, though that is possible. That is possible. I mean, what's that leaf we put on stuff that we like to eat? What is that leaf called? Bay leaf? Is that it? Bay leaf? Take them out. They put them in a gumbo, right? Bay leaf? Yeah, bay leaves. Amen. Now, text doesn't say whether or not we'll actually eat the leaves of the tree. It could be. It could be a possibility. We know from the other Bible passages that angels ate food with Abraham. And angels ate food with Sarah, per Genesis 18, 1 through 8. And the Lord Jesus Christ with his disciples after his resurrection, per Luke 24, 42 through 43, and Acts chapter 10, verse 41. There remains a great possibility that the saints in heaven will eat, but not out of necessity, but for enjoyment. Won't that be cool? Just to eat for enjoyment and not out of necessity, right? So with the outside and inside amenities described, John now turns to the awesome state of us, the citizens of the New Jerusalem. Now that is basically verses 3 through 5 of Revelation chapter 22, right? There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will no longer be any night. Keeps going back to that. No longer any night. Keeps saying that over. No longer be any night, and they will not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever. Praise the Lord. John observed and discerned the incredible difference. The incredible difference. As John toured the New Jerusalem, he could not help but notice that life was very different for its inhabitants from where he came from, right? What is the most dramatic change that John noticed? The most dramatic change from the present earth is that there will no longer be any curse. Curse is gone. The removal of the curse is why John could pen chapter 21, verse 4. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. The removal of the curse will mean the end forever of sorrow, pain, and especially this thing called death. That's going to be a thing of the past. Death, we could say, is the most terrible aspect or terrible consequence of the curse. For Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. So, as we think about where we've been, let's just hit a quick recap of what we've already covered, kind of in the previous chapter or the previous verses, right? Gives us some important things. We don't want to miss some important things. We want to hit some important things that we do not want to forget. Number one, there will be no what in the New Jerusalem? No temple in the New Jerusalem. However, the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the New Jerusalem. Number two, God the Father and the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, will reign throughout eternity. And since God will continue forever as heaven's sovereign ruler, his bondservants, that's us, we're going to do what? We're going to serve him forever. Right? We will spend all eternity carrying out the infinite variety of tasks that the limitless mind of God can conceive for us to do. You'll never be bored. You will never be bored. Incredibly, as the parable in Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 40 indicates, the Lord will also serve the redeemed. That would be me and you. As we think about some things we don't want to forget that we covered, the saints in the New Jerusalem will also see God's face. Being perfectly holy and righteous, we will be able to endure the heavenly level of the blazing, glorious light from God's presence without being consumed, something impossible right now for mortal men. So we think about these high points we don't want to forget. The redeemed will also be God's personal possession. Personal possession. His name will be where? His name will be on your forehead. Amen? His name will be on your forehead. Put it on me, Lord. Put it on me, right? The identification will leave no doubt as to who we belong to forever. We look at one another in the eye, we'll say, hey, you belong to God. Hey, you belong to God. Well, we all belong to God. Amen? That's a good thing. John repeats the earlier description, I just read it, of heaven's magnificence, and there will no longer be any night. A theme just continues. And we will not have any need of light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine us. I mean, you think about that, that's pretty huge. Think about how big the sun is compared to the earth. And one day we'll not have that. It'll just be the glory of God and the glory of the Lamb that illuminates everything. Then John adds a final affirmation describing the saints' heavenly experience. It will never end because we will reign forever and ever. That will be the fulfillment of Christ's promise in chapter 3, verse 21. And that is, he who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. If we endure, Paul wrote to Timothy, we will also reign with him. 2 Timothy 2:12. Seventh, the eternal capital city of heaven, the New Jerusalem, will be a place of indescribable, unimaginable beauty. I've tried, but we've not even come close. I've tried, but we've not scratched the surface. I've tried, but we just barely kind of dug into it. Barely dug into it. From the center of it, the brilliant glory of God will shine forth through the gold and precious stones to illuminate the new heaven and the new earth. But the most glorious reality of all will be that sinful rebels, that's me and you, will have been made righteous to enjoy intimate fellowship with God and the Lamb. That's the most glorious part of it. We will serve them and reign with them forever in sheer joy in an existence of continual praise. Amen, church? I'm going to end it there. I've got more, but we'll save it. We'll save it for Wednesday night. Wet your whistle and invite you back. Amen? Prime the pump and say, come on back on Wednesday. All right? Let's have a closing word of prayer and we'll be dismissed. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we can make a run here at these last descriptive verses at the beginning of chapter 22. Lord, we begin a new section. We begin the great farewell statement. The great concluding statement in verse 6. We begin that on Wednesday night. We take that through the end of the book. But Lord, thank you for the beauty that awaits. Thank you for the amazing landscape that we will experience. This new Jerusalem and new heaven that's coming for us. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for it. May it inspire us and embolden us and encourage us and motivate us. And help us as we seek to be obedient to your word. not to earn our salvation, but because we have salvation. Thank you, Lord, that you loved us first. You died on the cross for us first. You offered us a way. You convicted us of our sin. You called us to your side. And you've entered our hearts. We praise you tonight that we're saved. We're sealed for the day of redemption. Headed for glory one day. We praise you and we thank you for it. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. All right. You folks are dismissed.